Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with veterinarian Dr. Jordan Gephardt talking about feed biosecurity in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Dr. Jordan Gephardt is a veterinarian with the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University. Recently speaking at the Kansas State Virtual Swine Day about biosecurity when it comes to feed, he says the principles are not just for the hog industry, but for all of livestock, including our beef cattle producers. And he says if we ever get a highly infectious disease for animal agriculture in this country, biosecurity in our feed industry is going to be very, very important. A key element of that is something that he calls bio-exclusion.
So bio-exclusion is a portion of biosecurity. And biosecurity, in a larger context, is understanding how certain infectious organisms can spread between populations of susceptible animals and what can we do to implement control measures and reduce the ability for this contamination to spread within those populations. So bio-exclusion is a component of that. And what that is, if we have a population of susceptible animals to a particular pathogen, bioexclusion is everything we put in place and the procedures we put in place to avoid that pathogen, in this case, a virus, from coming into contact with that susceptible population. So in the terms of feed biosecurity, if we have a feed mill and these feed trucks and manufacturing equipment, the trucks going from farm to farm, the concept of bioexclusion is avoiding bringing pathogens into this mill to start with. Because once we know that once it gets into a mill, in many cases, it becomes widely distributed, and we really don't have great methods to remove that contamination, remove that virus from these feed mills. We think it's a lot easier to keep it out in the first place, and as opposed to being reactive and trying to respond to get it out or to remove it.
Dr. Gephardt has done research in Asia as well as here in the United States, and he says, God forbid, if we ever get into a foreign animal disease situation, you can't just simply try to cover it up or clam up. You've got to communicate with others in animal agriculture about what's going on.
One area that I think we really need to emphasize and continue to emphasize, not only in the swine industry, but animal agriculture in general and understanding feed manufacturing, feed processing, and feed delivery to our farms, is communication. If we have a swine facility, for example, or a feedlot operation, or if we have a certain disease outbreak, a certain health issue, we need to communicate that with the right people. In general, there's a certain stigma associated with communicating some of those health challenges and wanting to internalize a lot of that information. But something like this, where as connected as our feed supply chain is across a variety of different entities and different production systems, we really need to begin to communicate better across these different systems. If I'm a producer and I have a certain health event, I should communicate with the feed mill so that feed mill knows how to handle that feed truck. We've clearly demonstrated in the research that trucks and people can spread this virus back. So we need to communicate with the appropriate parties to make sure that we can implement those control measures, as Cassie mentioned, to reduce the chance of us spreading that virus back to the mill and then to other farms. So the big takeaway that I'd like to emphasize is just the importance and the need for communication across different production systems and across different stakeholders within the feed supply chain.
Dr. Jordan Gephardt, veterinarian from the College of Veterinary Medicine up at Kansas State University, talking about research that he's been involved with that has dealt with African swine fever over in Asia. But he says the lessons that we're learning on the hog side of things, very important for all of animal agriculture, if indeed we get a highly contagious foreign animal disease on our shores. If one of these animal diseases arrives, thinking about biosecurity now could save us a lot of heartache later. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.